Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
It's the Local Peep Show. It's Monday the 24th of October and I am Peedy Party Donaldson. I'm joined by Lukey Lovely Moore. How you doing, man? You alright?
Yeah, thanks, man. Am I lovely to you? Am I? Is that how you feel about me?
Yeah, because you're everything to me. It's National Bologna Day.
That's Michelle Branch and it's everywhere, not everything, isn't it?
Ah, oh, shit. You're I have a yellow card cover. Oh, Blink 182 are back. I'm throwing all things at you. It's National Bologna Day. It's a Bologna Day. It's, what else? It's Blink 182, back with new music. Yeah, all kinds
of
things.
Just stop. Just stop. Okay? Just stop. That's enough.
Do you want me to sneeze again, like I did on the last show? I'll do a big sneeze.
I saw the video reintroducing Blink 182 to the world, and I was very happy to see it. It seemed to bring a lot of people a lot of joy. And
yeah,
I'll be honest with you now.
Bit shit, though, isn't it?
Let me be honest with you right now. So, you may say that, and you may well be right. You are much more versed in this stuff than I am. But I would be happy to admit that Blink 182 were a band that I was actually quite sniffy about when I was young and at uni, and some of my friends liked them, and I was kind of a bit dismissive about it. And I have to say I was totally wrong on that. Reflection, I think so, because I think on reflection, they're actually quite good. And I think they're very kind of self-aware, didn't take themselves too seriously. They've got some absolutely banging tunes as well. I think you have to kind of at least acknowledge that, even if you're not personally a fan of theirs. And I've grown to love them over the years, and you will too. That's Blink 182 back next month. Are they back next month? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I mean, like they. I would say that I was also sniffy about them because I was into, you know, pop punk at the time, and they were seen as very much the commercial side of things, along with and a couple of others. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, of course.
So, but I mean, you cannot get away from the fact that songs like "Damn It" etc. are very, very good punk rock songs. But they're back, and I mean, these kind of like pop punk bands have kind of continued their trajectory of not really doing pop punk. And this last this sort of new single is very not very punk rock at all, really, and very naff. You know, the drums aren't particularly big, even though they've got probably one of the most talented drummers in modern music, and the guitars aren't big, and it's just there's no pace to it, and yeah, it didn't. It probably tried to modernise a little bit too much for me, and I
haven't actually heard the new song. I've just seen the video, comeback video, which is really funny.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to like it. Like the song. The comeback video is just them running around with very sort of like just very sort of late 90s people dancing around in bunny costumes at the fair. I think that's pretty much it.
So it's more, I mean, on one hand, you're saying they tried to modernise, but on the other hand, from that, what you're saying there, yeah. Sounds to me like it's more the same.
The video's a throwback, but the song isn't. I mean, the song sounds very naff. It sounds like Imagine Dragons. It sounds like one of the Percy Imagine Dragons tracks.
Okay, right. Thank you for that review, impromptu as it was. Will you be going to see him on their no doubt lucrative world tour?
I will not, no.
You'd be interviewing him in another life, wouldn't you? You'd be up there.
Probably, yeah. I think my last interview at Absolute was with Blink 182 when they had the blowout of Alkaline Trio in it.
Serious. Back in the day, if Blink 182 were up for interview and Pete Donaldson wasn't selected, there'd be diva behaviour all over the place.
Hey, mate, I'd be getting the Mars punk rock of t-shirts out.
Yeah, big time.
I'd be making sure that they knew that I knew my stuff.
What would you do? Would you wear a real kind of one for the heads type t-shirt?
I'd be wearing a fucking propaganda t-shirt and sort of going, look, mate, you might be talking to fucking him from Magic or her from Capital Radio over the next few days. And yeah, you might be having a better time. And yeah, they might have more listeners. And yeah, it might not be such of a waste of time as
good interview
listening
as well,
to
probably.
Yeah. And they'll probably have a nice time, and you probably have like a bit of food in the room and a cup of coffee that I didn't make out of instant coffee in the lean-to. But I have listened to a propaganda album. That's my message, all right?
And therefore we have a connection.
This ain't my first punk rock rodeo. This is my second punk rock rodeo.
In many ways, it doesn't matter what I ask you because those squares out there won't understand us anyway. Right,
yeah,
guys?
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
And what do you think of Fame Academy / Pop Idol? That's what they used to, when we used to do an interview. You'd write your questions, and then the PR team, the marketing team, the team that are disposed to getting your radio station mentioned in the hallowed pages of, I don't know, the fucking NME, Circulation 30,000, like nobody's reading it, or a newspaper, they'll come down and go, right, here's some questions, can you slip them in there, because they'll get us headlines, they'll get us in the Mirror, they'll get us in the Sun, they'll get us in the NME, right? And the questions always went like this. What do you think of Pop Idol? What do you think of Harry Styles? What do you think of Game of Thrones? What do you think? It was just absolute asinine shit every single time. And sometimes they'd overstep the mark a little bit and sort of go, so, Biffy Clyro, where did you get your name from? I go, that's not going to get us into a newspaper. That's going to make sure that they never, on their fifth album, want to be interviewed by this station ever again. Yeah. How did you come up with your name? Fuck me.
So many
Fuck
ways,
me, guys.
The propaganda T-shirt was the kind of the fig leaf, if you like, almost the Trojan horse.
Exactly, yeah.
The Trojan
horse
to get you in there and go. So they look at you and they go, immediately they're on side. They go, this guy looks like one of us.
This
and
guy looks
going,
like one of us. And he didn't buy
you
that.
Got Harry Styles. He's flipped it on us, guys. He's flipped it on us.
Ah, no, he's been a Hot Topic and bought a propaganda top.
Yeah. I bought a brand new Guns N' Roses Appetite for Destruction T-shirt from Top Man for £75. Someone's distressed it by tearing some holes in it. Okay, well, listen, Peter, it's a marvel that you're no longer doing that job. I mean, you obviously enjoyed it very much. Yeah. I actually thought the best interview I ever saw you do was with Amanda Iannucci. You had time to get your chops out then. You had time to get your chops out then, didn't you?
Got to get me chops out.
You did. I felt like you kind of, you're a man who understands comedy to an extent. You're able to kind of share some common ground with one of the great comedy creators of our time in Armando Iannucci. And I actually really enjoyed the interview, and I think we should probably re-up it. It's probably on the internet somewhere.
In the comments on YouTube, there's just a lot of people slagging me off because I talk about batteries every now and again.
Yeah.
As discussed on the last show.
But where would we be without batteries, though?
Where would we be without posters? Where would we be without batteries? Probably not. We'd probably be tethered to a plug socket, I imagine.
Forever.
At one of our lovely UK plug sockets.
There'd be no there'd be no kind of portability anywhere.
No.
Speaking of which,
very static lives.
You got a take on the recent behaviour of Elon Musk? Speaking of batteries,
what's he been up to? He's pulling the Starlink stuff over Ukraine, and
he's changed his mind on that.
He's changed about. He's flip flopping, right? Okay. Yeah. Did he buy Twitter in the end? I find it hard to keep up, to be honest.
It's quite interesting because what I read yesterday about this Starlink thing. So for those of you who aren't across the story, he basically started supporting Ukraine by funding Starlink.
That's Putin, mate, not Stalin.
Say again.
Hey. It's Putin, mate,
very good.
Starlink.
That's good, actually. That is sharp.
Again, yeah. Politics, yeah.
Absolute Radio's loss is very much Luke and Pete Show's loss. He started funding the Starlink network to help the Ukrainians, and he said he's going to withdraw that, and he said, oh, I wouldn't do that. Well, interestingly enough, I read yesterday, or I think it was yesterday, that now, what an amazing surprise, The Pentagon are talking about funding Starlink themselves.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
So
right.
It means Elon saves a load of money. Everyone gets to still support Ukraine, but just America, basically the American taxpayer foots the bill, essentially. And other than that, he's just been hanging out a lot with Kanye West, who seems to have gone completely tonto. So
isn't he buying not Signal? What's the one?
Parler.
Where... Parler. Yeah, I think Parler. He said he's announced his. Again, we've spoken about Kanye a few times. And
speaking of this kind of thing, have you managed to check out any of Adam Curtis's new series yet?
I've not. No, every couple of years he'll just sort of surface and basically make you watch something for 3 or 4 hours, won't he?
He's got a new series about Russia called Trauma Zone.
Okay.
Which is about essentially what happened around the collapse of the Soviet Union. Mm. It's on BBC iPlayer. It's very good. It's called Russia 1985 to 1999 Trauma Zone. And the footage he has access to is absolutely astonishing. Like, so for those of you who aren't aware of his work, he basically does like almost a montage collage, I suppose, of archive footage and uses it to tell a story about something. So he's done it on lots of different things. And he's done this on, like I say, 85 to 99 in Russia. Obviously, originally Soviet Union and through into Russia. And he does it only by trawling through 35 years of, in this case, 15 years, I suppose, of archive footage of the collapse of the Soviet Union in every different territory, and compiles it all. And the only thing that knits it all together is the occasional kind of flash bit of writing on the screen saying, oh, this is what's happened here. This is what's happened there. And he uses that to tell the story. And it looks to me like it's full of footage that's almost been discarded by BBC reporters in the past. It's never really been used because some of it's maybe slightly out of focus, or it's a weird shot, or it's got no context. Yeah. I think he's a true artist the way he does that. Like the way he can almost like a completely new genre of documentary. It's incredible.
Is it almost like Michael Banyabat, who does the WrestleMe edits on YouTube?
I would say it's very similar. Michael's obviously taken some influence, or the other way around. Who knows?
Yeah, I do fancy that actually. But it's, again, with those documentaries, they're always a lot longer than I expect, and I'm always like, where am I going to find time to do that exactly? Because it's not something that I don't think my partner would be into. So
now this one's several episodes long. It takes a lot. Yeah. Well, this is the other thing about it. So the Wi-Fi I have access to has got no interest in it either. So it'll be me just watching it on my own. But the other thing about it is that I don't know if you feel this as well, but generally speaking, when it comes to a lot of TV these days, you get the occasional appointment to watch thing, but a lot of it almost feels like it's designed to be on just as a nice, gentle thing, like in the background or just when you're doing something else. Whatever. This obviously does demand your undivided attention for quite a long time. Yeah. So in a way, I think that's probably quite good as well, because it's something that really, you know, pushes the genre forward and makes genuinely really thoughtful stuff. I think he's a mate. I don't necessarily agree with all of his ideas. I think he's obviously got a very specific take on how things are. But in terms of the work he produces, it's absolutely amazing. I can't recommend it enough. For those of you listening in the UK, it's available for free on the iPlayer. You can watch it whenever you want.
And you do sort of think, who is going to be paying for that? If the BBC didn't exist,
it's a great example of licensed fee, for sure.
It just would not exist. And the BBC having those archives as well, you know, that they've built up over that amount of time. What happens to them when the BBC gets sold off piecemeal by the?
There's almost a very deliberate sort of reference to that at the end of each episode as well. There's a big thing flashes up, says with thanks to the teams across 35 years who shot all this footage in Russia or whatever. The interesting thing I think as well is that essentially the way he's making this. Why I say it's almost a completely different type of documentary, maybe, is because there's no exposition and there's no kind of... Some of his early stuff, there is voiceover, but there's no voiceover in this. he's ultimately making a documentary with entirely second, kind of with entirely primary sources, with no secondary source over top. So basically what he's saying is, and this is a bit of a nerdy point, but I personally find it interesting, he's not saying, I want to make a documentary about Russia, so I'm going to go to Russia. He's almost turning it inwards, going, I'm going to make a documentary about Russia. I'm going to build you a totally new story about all the stuff we already know but have discarded, which I think is a really kind of incredible, philosophically quite a really interesting thing to do.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway.
I completely agree.
Anyway, let's have a break.
That's our recommendation of the week.
It is. Let's have a break. When we come back, I know I've got to do this battery box opening thing at the moment, but when we come back, I also want to talk about a couple of other things. So don't go away. We'll see you in a minute.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
We're back with the Luke and Pete Show. I'm Pete. I'm joined by Luke. We talk about all kinds of stuff from batteries to films to Adam Curtis documentaries to space. Hey, space, where no man has boldly gone, etc., etc. You see, William Shatner's been slagging off your best mate, space. He's been giving it a right old booting.
Shatner's a character, isn't he? What's he been saying?
Well, he's one of the few people who have actually been to space, hasn't he? Because he went up with... Bell and Baldwin.
Who did he go up with, though?
Amazon block. Bezos.
Oh, okay, because I think Bezos is legit space. I think there's a lot of controversy around Branson, isn't there?
Right, okay. So he went up with...
actually goes high enough, essentially.
Let me make the point that when they landed after they took Captain Kirk into space, Captain Kirk is, I think, trying to talk, and Jeff Bezos is just kind of ignoring him a little bit and sort of obsessed with getting a bottle of champagne opened. And like...
I write that.
It is a funny clip. Anyway, yeah, this is the quote about William Shatner going where very few people have gone on the, I don't know what the is it Space One or something? I don't know what it's fucking called. This is what he said when he went into space.
Blue Origin, right? Isn't it?
Blue Origin, right, fine. Yeah. Isn't that the drink that KSI's made? I saw a cold, dark, black emptiness. It was unlike any blackness you could see or feel on Earth, blah, blah, blah. Everything I thought was wrong. Everything I expected to see was wrong. I thought that going to space would be the ultimate catharsis of that connection I'd been looking for between all living things. And being up there would be the next beautiful step to understanding the harmony of the universe. Beautifully written, this. It was among the strongest feelings of grief I have ever encountered. The contrast between the vicious coldness of space and the warm nurturing of Earth below filled me with overwhelming sadness. Every day, we're confronted with the knowledge of further destruction and Earth at our hands, etc., etc. It filled me with dread. My trip to space was supposed to be a celebration. Instead, it felt like a funeral. Luke Moore, wow. He's having a go at space, mate.
I think everyone should just sack it all off now.
He's coined it
in. There's no point. Don't do it.
Don't look at the picture from above because you're going to be depressed. Just stay down here. And if you can't see a tree on fire now, don't worry about it. If your feet aren't wet now, don't worry about it. Stand on a can.
It feels like when there was those reports that Mother Teresa had like essentially forsaken God on her deathbed.
Right. Okay.
That's a curveball. I thought, fuck, Shatner. Oi, listen, you're looking
for a pullback and reveal.
Yeah, you're looking for someone to PR the old space missions, are you? I'll tell you, Shatner, oldest man in space, Captain Kirk, he'll do it. Brilliant. Let's get him on the phone. Get him in. Do it. He said what? It's surprising, it's to say the least. It is very surprising to hear him come out with that stuff.
It's fun.
He is known as being a bit of a cantankerous old fellow. There's a big section in his It's always a great tell. There's a big section in his relationship Wikipedia called Relationships with Other Actors. Goes on about 15 paragraphs.
Lovely.
People slagging him off.
Yeah.
Pete, speaking of boldly going into new frontiers, I have I've got a new Twitch channel, haven't I?
Oh yeah, you've been twitching and stuff. Managed to get your camera and stuff set up.
Loads of people who listen to the show will know that I am a fan of the video game PUBG. And
PUBG.
I've been doing a little bit of streaming on PUBG. It's been fun. I've actually made, with your help, I should add. Actually, I've been managed to work it all out and get up and running and get streaming. I had quite a few people on the old stream the other day, so it's worth checking out if you like watching a man in his 40s not really being very good at video games but playing badly in an entertaining way. You might enjoy it. The Twitch channel is Luke Aaron Moore. So if you want to check it out, go and do so.
What time have you got? Like times when you usually stream?
So I do evenings. I'm doing Mondays at 7, but right. I probably will do some stuff. So if you listen to the show now, I mean it'll probably be tonight. I've been doing stuff later in the week as well, but it's mostly midweek evenings when I just want to have a little bit of a wind down from work and I've got nothing else going on. I will normally do it.
He's tonight on the stream. He's promised that he's just going to play PUBG. Without any clothes on, in the game, not in real life, in the game, and he will only use the pan. So that's what he's made it all the way through the stream. He's just going to be using a pan, and he's just going to wear his pants.
I mean, ironically, I do sometimes end up doing that because I can't remember what the buttons are. So, I mean, that does sometimes happen. And then my conceit is, so if you play PUBG, it's a battle royale game, right? And you get three casuals a day, which basically means it's a far easier mode to play, but you only get three in a 24-hour period. So what I do is three and out. So we start the stream, everyone joins, and I play three casual games on my own and see how long I can last. And once it's done, it's done. That's the conceit.
So there's no kind of like squads? Are you kind of like...
I'm in a squad, but
people?
I'm on my
you're
own.
You're in a squad, right.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know...
But you're on your own.
No, what I mean by that is I don't know the people I'm playing with is what I mean.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, right, so okay. It's lots of fun. What did we chat about last time? Listen, it's quite funny actually because one of the chatters on the stream came in and said, oh, I'm watching you do this while I'm making macaroni cheese, right? Yeah. I guess for dinner. And then this user called Prince of Macaroni came in and said, what? What did you say? It's like an amazing coincidence.
I'm the Prince of Macaroni.
Yeah, Prince of Macaroni, exactly. So you wanted to have a say in it. It's worth checking out. It's a bit of fun. If you like that kind of thing, come and join. You'd be very welcome. It's a very welcoming community and it's just a hobby. It's a bit of fun. So Peter, the main event of this episode is presumably opening this big battery box. I've got it here.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you should do this on stream, really, because it's a very visual item, but get it open.
Why don't you commentate? Because I've got a pair of scissors here. Why don't you just commentate?
Luke's got a pair of scissors. When I open an Amazon package, I'm very much...
Who's it from,
or an eBay package.
Can you read that?
Noah Roth, I believe, in Lincoln. Is that in California or something?
Lincoln, Nebraska, baby.
Nebraska. Chillier than California.
Thank you very much to Noah. He sent this on a considerable expense to himself, I presume.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Noah. Of Lincoln. What's Lincoln like? Why don't you give us some Lincoln, Nebraska tips, Pete, and facts
right,
while I'm doing
okay,
this?
Hang on, let me just... Lincoln,
I'll try and get the...
Nebraska
I'll try and
trivia.
Get a some sound effects when we actually open
Nebraska
it here.
Nebraska trivia locations. Fun facts. Okay, cool. There is a museum in there that has the biggest amount of elephant skeletons. In
wow, that's actually a surprising fact.
In Waterloo, barbers are forbidden from eating onions between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. One of those rules that never left the statute book.
But I wonder why they brought that in the first place.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, good point. Kool-Aid was invented by Edwin Perkins in the state, in the place.
Okay, listen, Nora's included a little message. So I've got it open. There's a little letter in here. I'm going to read it. Hey, lads, who better to field test a battery daddy than the battery daddies of the UK? Also enclosed is a hodgepodge of... Euros around €7.50 and a £5 note from 2002. Hopefully it's enough for you lads to get a pint. Thanks for the years of entertainment, Noah Roth. Look at that, little envelope here. Inside.
We don't need a Patreon, there's a little envelope with only £5 in. That's so cracking stuff.
A £5 which we can no longer spend because it won't be in legal terms
anymore.
Oh, that's
all right. No, we can still use that £5.
Stick it up on the studio wall as a nice gift. And then some coins here.
Like a bad bar.
Some Euro coins, which will be usable and are going straight in my pocket. So thank you very much, Noah. Appreciate that.
Noah, that's smashing stuff. What a lovely thing to do. Send us a battery daddy and some
coins.
Tell
you what, though, Pete. Also, he's also included 4 AA cases with new player ? On the back.
So instead of... I mean, are we counting ones we buy? I can't remember now. I can never remember the rules, to be honest. It's always like batteries they've found. But I guess if you find them in the shop, is that all right? That feels all right. So he's sent us all the way from Nebraska a massive box with some cash in, a battery daddy, and some special batteries that he's bought.
And I think I've just done a search, and there are new players. This is God level stuff from Noah. I mean, not just saying that because he's sending us money to pay us off. He sent a battery daddy. Pete, explain to everyone what a battery daddy is, please. I'm going to open it up properly and hold it there for everyone.
It's basically a big case with specific holes and vestibules where you can put little batteries. You can put your batteries in. They come replete with loads of batteries. It's just called the battery daddy. It's where daddies keep their batteries, or where batteries keep their cells, so to speak. Yeah. It's like a
there
big...
There we go.
What would you call it? Like a
carry
suitcase.
Case, like a briefcase for a battery enthusiast. There's no batteries in it, big man.
Oh, I thought there was. You can buy them with batteries in.
It's got a charger in it, though.
We were having a bit of a... Has it got a battery charger in there as well? So you can have... lovely. So why don't you put the new players inside the battery, Danny, and we get it filled up?
I will. It's a good idea. I'll start off the AA, so I'll just pop them open. Pop them in the battery daddy and we're away. And they are new players as well, I've searched. So I mean, this is, like I said, this is an amazing contribution from Noah. This is like proper friend of the Luke and Pete show status. Out come the Casey batteries, pop them in there, just like that. They fit perfectly. Great
Fantastic.
To see.
Well
this
done,
is
man.
Fucking premium entertainment, this. I've never had so much fun on a podcast before. In they go. There's the fourth one in there. We're up and running. This is like a dad buying you a sticker album and buying you a pack of stickers to get you started.
Yep.
There we go.
Exactly.
Holding up to the camera.
Fantastic.
4 batteries in the battery daddy and we're away. Great scenes. It's just great stuff. I also really cut my finger quite badly on the scissors.
How did you manage to do that? You're
I wasn't looking
weirdly
what I was
doing. Hapless sometimes.
I wasn't looking what I was doing, to be perfectly honest. Okay, so Noah from Lincoln, Nebraska, thank you very much indeed. We do very much appreciate that. The battery daddy is the only way to end Monday's Luke and Pete show. We've never
Completely
reached
agree.
Such heights. I would also like to give Noah special credit for the way he packaged that battery daddy in a box. Beautifully
Absolutely
done.
Spotless.
Expert and use of bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Great to see.
And it meant that no nefarious DHS driver, DHL driver could get hold of the 5 euro knot.
No, exactly. Exactly, which can't be spent anyway. Bit of ASMR to end with, mate.
I think you can spend it.
Take it to the bank, change it in for a new one. We'll see you on Thursday. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thanks for sitting through us opening the battery, Daddy. Very, in many ways, the culmination of everything we've been trying to achieve on this Luke and Pete show. So thank you very much to Noah, and thank you very much to everyone listening out there as well. There will be room for more batteries on Thursday. You can also send them in physically, and we'll pop them in the battery, Daddy. And when we get it filled up, maybe we'll give it away as a competition prize. How about that?
Yes, I mean,
for perspective,
it.
We need D batteries, we need 9 volts, we need triple A's, we need double A's, we need all of them. If you've got batteries and you want to send them in, we will fill this battery, Daddy, with new players, and we will auction it off, probably for charity, and that will be a fun thing to do. What a legacy project, Pete. It's what I dream of when I wake up in the morning every day.
Well, we'll see you next time. Ta-ta, bye!
Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster, Annette Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.